Today, I want to talk about our 8 MRT line, the Cross Island Line. This will be Singapore's longest fully underground MRT line, stretching more than 50 kilometers. It will connect the eastern, western, and northeastern part of Singapore, linking major growth hubs such as the Jurong Lake District, Punggol Digital District, and the Changi region. Today, all of you be quiet. I want to share some property lowbangs that I believe could emerge around several stations along this line. For today's video, I will only cover 3 MRT stations, Aviation Park, Loyang, and Pasir Ris East. Here, let's go. First stop, Aviation Park MRT station, also known as CR2. This station is located along Aviation Park, right at the northern tip of Changi Airport. It will improve accessibility for workers in the Alps Industrial Estate, our army boys heading to Tekong via Changi Ferry Terminal, as well as beachgoers visiting the nearby Changi Beach. But to be very honest, from a property investment perspective, there is currently not much lobang around this station yet. The surrounding area is still largely industrial and infrastructure related, with limited residential development. Next stop, Loyang MRT station or CR3. This station is located along Loyang Avenue, right beside the Mapletree Industrial Factory and the famous Loyang Tua Pek Kong Temple. Most importantly, it sits next to Loyang Valley, which was recently sold en bloc to a joint venture led by Xinhai Yi Group for a massive 880 million. Whoa, all the owner there really big one. In my opinion, this transaction could create a ripple effect across the eastern region. Resale HDB flats, condominiums, and even landed properties nearby could start seeing strong price movement over the next 6 to 9 months once the owner receives their sales proceeds. Here, let us sidetrack a little. Let's talk about Loyang Valley futures selling price. Based on the reported land cost of around 936 per square feet per prop ratio, after factoring in the usual expenses, based on HPROP analysis, the break-even could be around 1916 PSF PPR. Let's assume a 25% profit margin. Future launch price could potentially hit 2004 or even 2005. Vela Bay already touching 2800 per square feet. Brother and sister, how to go wrong? Anyway, I also look at the URA master plan and there appear to be a potential development site near the junction area. My guess is that this could eventually become a future GRA site, although nothing has been officially launched for sale yet. Next stop, Pasir Ris East MRT station or CR4. This station is located along Pasir Ris Drive 1, right beside a neighborhood market. This is truly a heartland location. As you can see, the surrounding area is mainly made up of HDB flats. Honestly, many homeowners here may benefit from the future MRT connectivity. I believe price in the surrounding area could continue to stay well supported leading up to the station completion. Here, there's even one condo that many people may not even know about, the Asperis. This is an executive condominium completed around 2002, which means it still has roughly 75 years of lease remaining. Let's take a look at its pricing. Current transacted price are around 1.4 million for the 1,003 square feet unit, which work out to roughly 1129 PSF. Honestly, I think that still look relatively affordable compared to many new launch today. Here, I will not rule out prices could potentially rise by another 10 to 20%, especially so when a large parcel of land in nearby Pasir Ris area is launched for sale in the foreseeable future. It will likely be a mix of HDB and private condo in my opinion. Still on Pasir Ris East MRT station, the spillover effect could help to support prices in the nearby landed properties in the Loyang area. The private condos along Flora Drive will also stay benefited. That's all. I will cover the rest of the station in my other videos. As you know, the Cross Island Line cover 21 stations. Xiao liao. Anyway, if you find such content useful, appreciate the thumbs up and please help me share my videos around. Before we end it off, let me share with you something interesting I observed in Pasir Ris Neighborhood Center.
Okay, right now I'm at Pasir Ris Drive 1. So just behind all this hoarding is the upcoming MRT station called Pasir Ris East. Okay, now I'm at this Pasir Ris Neighborhood Center. This is a town center, but just like to highlight to you, there's some very interesting history about Pasir Ris regarding the neighborhood Pasir Ris Drive 1 and how the building are being designed with this kind of Banda Mistropy inspired motif. So behind every HDB block, in fact, there is a history behind. There are some architecture, story behind why these blocks are being designed in this way. So you can see Discovery Pasir Ris Park. Pasir Ris, if you ask me, was like current Punggol Sengkang, because this town was developed in the early 1990s. So this is the town center. We have the Giant here. There's a lot of market here. Pasar, and most importantly, Singapore Pool. Wow, big what? Sure, big what? So much about the town center. In fact, this is the town center most Pasir Ris residents go to. So the MRT station is right behind those blocks behind here.